That's what we do. As we said, man, shout out to the G-Lou show, man, and all the listeners tonight, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man, it's a must, man. You know, I'm straight out of Compton, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a must that they listen to, you know what I'm saying, the old G-Lou show on Sundays, Low Rider Sundays, man. It's all, believe me, if you love Low Rider and you love old school music, this is the show for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tune in every Sunday.
What are you doing today?
And I'm going to start tuning in every when I'm not low riding. I will be tuning in.
What are you doing today?
And I'll be calling in too, so don't, y'all might get tired of it.
Yo, what up, everyone? Welcome to the G-Lou Show. OG Sunday, Sabbath, Slow Ride, Oldies. Sorry for the little technical difficulties here trying to figure some things out. But welcome, everyone, to another show. It is the 21st of April, the day after 420. It's 420 weekend, y'all. What they know about that? Well, you got me, G-Lou, and I'll be joined in 1 second by OG Queen Jean. Cousin Marcy, the homie maniac, is in the building, people. But before we get started, I want to give a special shout-out to our sponsors for the evening. As you all know, it's BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate out of the Bay Area. You need the promotions promoted, any advertisement, anything entitled with the hip-hop world, tap in with Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group. Also, on Thursday nights, you got Tweed Cadillac, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism. The After Six Cruise Mix, like I said, every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Tweed Cadillac is the host. Shout out to the homie Rick, and I tap in with the homie as well. We do what we do on Thursday night, 7 p.m., so make sure you tap in, right? Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer, make sure you check out her books on Amazon.com and check out her YouTube channel, Dee Dee Harrison and Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. Obviously, while you're at it, check out the G-Lou Show YouTube channel, our official YouTube channel.
It sounds like we're having technical difficulties. Can anyone hear me? Good evening, good evening, good evening, y'all. Welcome to OG Fabulous Lowrider OG Show. What's happening, King Maniac? I hear you back there, Queen Cousin Marcy, if you're on. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday, y'all. I've been good. Got some sad news today. And I'm just gonna chill this evening. I'm gonna drink on my pineapple parmesan, and I'm just gonna be a listener tonight. That's what I'm gonna be. I don't know. You back, King?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, you back? Okay,
my bad,
right,
y'all.
On.
My bad.
Right on.
I'm back. What
right
up,
on.
Though, Queen? Thank you for having my back, though. Shout out to DJ Maniac too. Thank you all. Thank you.
Yeah, right on. Happy Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sipping on parmesan, huh?
I need to just chill. Let me tell you, my brother's girlfriend died on Monday, and one of our good childhood friends died on Friday, and they both died from cancer. So we got to keep ourselves together, people, as much as we can. Absolutely. And the sad thing is, I just found out.
Yeah, condolences.
Yeah, like yesterday, and I was like, wow, 69 and 67. So, yeah, but we just going to keep the family in prayer. I don't want to start it off on a note like that, but I'm just chilling tonight, King. I'm just straight chilling. I'm a listener, but I am on the show. Because it's a pineapple parmesan, so it's probably going to creep up on
pineapple parmesan.
Pineapple
parmesan. That's the first I've ever had. Pineapple parmesan. Wow.
Oh, we got a pineapple, a peach, and an apple in the room. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty smooth.
Okay.
But when it's like that, you know, it's a creep.
Pretty
so
groovy.
I don't want to be slurring and pretty groovy. You said.
Yeah.
Did you say pretty?
That's pretty groovy, Queen.
No, look, Jesus came from the ATL picnic with West Coast Cam on stage, and he's talking about pretty groovy. Where does that fit in at? But I can dig it.
Did he just say pretty groovy?
Right on. I can dig it. Were you in a hippie van or something over the weekend?
That might be what it is. Yeah, that 420 effect or something. I don't know.
Clover, so. Pretty groovy.
Yeah,
I like that though. I can dig it.
Pretty groovy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a groovy thing, y'all. Maniac, how you living, brother?
I'm good. It's okay.
I see you with the Raiders on today, man. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Bo Jackson. I was out today.
Yes, sir.
It's cool. Smooth.
Yes, sir.
You was out today? How did I miss
yes,
that?
Sir.
Oh, I know how I missed
that. Because he was outside today. He had time today. Mm-hmm. One of them Philly fans weren't messing with you, were they?
No.
Walking around that Raiders on.
I know.
So they just gotta understand, though. That's Bo Jackson. They gotta understand. They gotta accept that.
Mhm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, though. Where cousin Mark? Marcy still out, or she back tonight, Queen?
Oh, she's back, but she's running a few minutes behind. So I said that three times because you can time that times three, and we'll say that many minutes of running behind. Three times three. But yeah, she's running behind.
Okay, cool. Shout out to Tezo.
She's back though.
Well.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
It is Sunday. You got to be blessed to be on the roll call, right?
That part.
All right.
Now, that's
that part.
Groovy. That's groovy right there.
Yeah. Show you right.
For real, for real. Show you right. So, yeah, I see that you guys, it was good to see CeeLo. It was really looking good, CeeLo. Shouting CeeLo out, you looking really good. And Snow the Don there in the yellow. Shout out to you, Snow. Skip.
We keep it real with that yellow on you.
Yeah, even with the cup. Yeah, skip. Back in the corner.
I say, Snow, you done changed that motherfucking cup out yet, nigga. I
remember.
He walking around with that damn cup. I hope you twist that thing out by now. Shout out to Snow, man. That's
no,
my brother.
No.
He was out. Snow was out cold. He wound up passing out over here last night. But I don't know. I got up this morning. He was gone. Shout out to Snow, though.
Snow was selling those cups on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
He sure was. Those mental cups. So he must have.
That's a good thing to do, though, because that's like his signature now. So that would be a good idea, yeah.
Literally his signature. Shout out to you, Snow.
Shout out to Snow, man. Snow is done. Good old Snow. We kicked it. Same old Snow, man. Shout out to Snow, man. We had a good time. And shout out to Brother Cam, man. Cam did his thing. You know what I mean? So shout out to Cam. Big Q-Bone was out there. It was a beautiful thing. Yeah.
I seen you front and center with your camera taping West Coast Cam. I was like, okay, I see you, G-Lou. I see your fit. I was like, okay.
I see you, G-Lou. Yeah, we kicked it, man. Yeah, for sure. Thank you. I had to. Shout out to Cam. And everyone out there, it was a great event, man.
It wasn't as crowded.
Cali Great.
Huh. As it normally be.
Well,
it wasn't
actually,
as crowded as it.
Well, I would say, I don't know. I can't really say because I just wasn't in the mix like that this time. But every time I looked out, though, it was like a lot of people. It was, you know what I mean? I don't know. I can't really say that. But yeah, I can't say maybe other years it's been, you know, I don't know. I really can't say because a couple times I looked out there, it was real crowded. But overall, maybe you could say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just going by.
I don't know. You had to get
the video. But it just probably wasn't going panning all the way around. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
But yeah, West Coast
Cam,
that brother
there,
looks good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen a couple.
Yeah,
of
he was out there selling
out
his
there,
stuff
but...
too. He was selling his
his
you know that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
he
the
was
silver
that too. Yeah.
I got a bottle of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. How is it?
Yeah. I haven't popped it open yet because I just haven't popped it. I think I've had it down for maybe a year. Yeah, this is when I was having that.
Wait.
She said I'm going to tell you why I haven't.
Please, I'm just not quite sure. I really wanted to support the brother, but I'm just really not that sure about it. I don't know if it's FDA. You know, I had to get all my stuff, you know, all my T's crossed and I's dotted first, but I had to support my brother, though, you know.
Okay. I did want to support him, first of all. Second of all,
but I ain't open it yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you why. Because I did buy it to support the brother, and then I was having this really bad cough. I don't know if you remember when I was having this really bad cough at one time. It was just bad. And then I was reading, and then I got a little scared. So by me being diabetic, I didn't want to, you know, to tube without consulting my physician. And then when he said it's not FDA, he tells you it's not FDA. So, yeah. So that's why I haven't popped it open yet. But I did see him advertising. I said, I need to go and get the cabin and pull that out, get over my fear.
Yeah.
But the main thing is the support, right?
Right.
Because that's why he looks good.
I was
good,
just playing when I said it wasn't FDA approved. I didn't know it really wasn't, though.
No, it's not. And he tells you that before you buy it. It's in the on the website where he sells it. He lets you know it's not. But he lets you know.
Shout out to Brother Cam. I know, I'm just clowning, man. Shout out to Brother Cam. Cam took out like 10 minutes of the show. He said, hold on a minute, stop the music. And he definitely let them know, you know what I mean? Y'all can come over here and get this, what's it called?
It's silver is the name, the big word there. But, yeah, I mean, that's why he looks so good. He said he'd take a tablespoon every day.
Yeah.
And he said he don't get sick. So, and it's supposed to be for illnesses like diabetes.
He popped it open on
his
face and drunk some.
And just
turned
it up, huh?
Yeah. Right. Turn it up. Shout out to Q1. Shout out to Cam, man. He did his thing out there. It was pretty dope, man. Shout out to Brother Cam, always representing. But yeah, that being said, let's take a ride. Queen said she just gonna roll, and so she's in the front seat, Maniac in the back with a glass
because of
Yak.
She's on the tailgate. She tailgating.
Yeah, she back there. What up, Cuss? So let's take a quick ride. We'll be back in a flash. This is the G Lou Show, OG Sundays. G Lou, Queen Jean, DJ Maniac.
You know, I've been around the world and I met a lot of people. And what I've come to find out is that people are the same. They all share the same fears, share the same tears, and die over the years. So, I'm just gonna be thankful to get what I got and hold on to what I have. Can you dig that?
Yeah.
And what I do for the benefit of me and my kids. Dig that.
Talk to me.
I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see my life a natural high. The man can't put no thing on me. I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see my life a natural high. The man be So glad that I can see my life's a natural high. The man can't put no pain on me. I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see my life's a natural high. The man can't put no pain on me.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I've been getting high for the, what, last past 15, 20 years. So I told myself, I want to see what it feels like to be high for life. And I mean, man, I tell you, it feels real good. You know, coaching the little kids out there on the football field, doing my thug fizzle still. But you know, just being high for life is a different feeling. You should try it, my brother. I'm telling you, it's a great feeling. And you dig that?
I can dig.
With my older cousins, and they would always say Oldie. That's why I love you, Oldie. Right on. So I appreciate you, King. And I'm going to keep riding with you until midnight, so I'll be on the line. I might sign back in.
Okay.
It's all good. Enjoy your evening, sweetheart. Let's take a ride.
Let's take a ride.
Down my heart.
happening, my love, while I'm alone. I might feel alone.
OG Sundays, we are back. And hold up, before we continue, I think Cousin Marcy just pulled up, and we got to welcome Cousin Marcy back. Cuz, oh, you there?
Yes.
Hey, 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 Cuz, oh. Yes, I'm back. Hey, I think I heard a voice in the background. My queen, Cousin Jean, listeners. Sounding
queen
good
Marcy.
Already, y'all. OG Sundays. Hey, hey, DJ Maniac.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
in
hey,
the building.
I gotta quit muting myself.
There she is.
What's going
yep,
on?
Yep, y'all sounding
cousin?
Good.
Look,
oh.
Look.
Well, I made it back from the farm, y'all. I made it back from the farm. Got some good outside time this week. I might include some of that in Marcy's Minute, but I am glad to be sitting down in front of the computer and listening to OG Sundays, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. Yeah,
I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you, thank you. How's everyone
yes,
doing?
Yes.
I missed the introductions and the temperature checks.
Everything all right? Made the roll call.
Everyone good for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen.
It's group.
Who y'all got with the disasterness of all the beiges taking shots at each other?
Chris Brown.
Who y'all got?
All the who?
Okay.
All the who?
Queen said Chris Brown.
Chris Brown tore him up. He should not even want to try to even.
Oh.
Have a comeback with that. I was like, man, that was a cold. Let me. You talking about
he
shot fire? That was brutal.
I haven't heard it. I gotta hear it. I'm super duper late, but I heard it was very, very hit 'em up style. So, keep it on wax. Keep it on wax.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Shout out to them. So, like she said, we got Marcy's Minute coming up, so stay tuned. I'm sure she got some juicy stuff. Shout out to Cousin Marcy. Welcome back. And we're going to kick back and enjoy the ride again as we take a ride. OG Sundays, the G-Loop Show. G-Loop, Queen G, and Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac.
Hey.
Thank you. This your girl Candace. You're listening to the G-Lu Show. OG Sundays on Blog Talk Radio. Lowrider oldies for all the OGs.
Jerome, Jerome, put on that Bobby Womack.
Nah, girl, I want to go way back. Oh, yeah, check this out.
Love takes on.
what they know about that Alexander O'Neill if you were here tonight. The G-Loop Show, OG Sundays. Check it out. Don't worry about nothing. Queen Jean coming up in about 10 minutes with the Sunday announcement for the evening. And we got Marcy's Minute around the corner with the Marcy's Minute. OG Sundays, y'all. Check this out. Tabulations off the Queen Jean playlist. Check this out, y'all. They know about this.
It's getting late. Why are you still here, girl? Have you made up your mind? You wanna make love? I want you to hold me. I want you to be for real, girl. Be tonight. Don't want you to go, cause I don't feel like it alone. No, not tonight. Honey, not tonight. You're so scared, cause I can feel your heartbeat is so fast.
after all of this.
Let me tell you,
you're more woman than I ever seen, girl, tonight. I want your lips, I even want your tongue, love. Come give it to me,
give it to me.
Take your time, but don't you take too long, girl, please, tonight. Oh, oh. Let me shoot.
Come on, man. So, you know, I'm sitting here just peekabooing at this old get down, you know, but I want to tell black people one thing, if we can possibly do this, for the G. Lewis Show, and I'll be the first one to put it out. But we need to at least send 50 cents or a dollar at least per caller, or at least just on the listening stall, so get some advertising from your little hamburger stand or your weed, no one ever mentioned. You know, we need some advertising to keep this thing going, because, you know, this thing don't run without no diesel up in it, player. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
we have to get this money up in there. Get a little G. Lewis marathon up in there, man. We can raise $40, 20 for the weed, 20 for the airtime.
Hey, Malik. Hey, Malik, man. Hey, Malik Spillman, man. You always been. Malik Spillman always been about his paper, man. He always been about teaching and giving back to the community, man. I just want to give a big shout out to Malik Spillman. Even though you didn't mention me, you mentioned and G. Lou and them niggas over there, but you didn't mention Hanksy. Well, I ain't mad at you.
Let me correct you. I stand to be corrected. Because this is my home right here where I'm at right now. The mother station, that's your Hollywood.
You heard. Deadpool.
This shit right here is what I lean on when my mama died. This shit right here I lean on when I need a bag of weed. This shit I lean on when I need gas. When I need to get with some niggas. This shit I lean on when I'm trying to crack me a bitch. This shit I lean on when I'm trying to get my word for. This shit lean on, nigga, when I'm in deep, heavy prayer. This shit make a nigga like me come from the ground down, get back up in the motherfucking trunk, jump out and get in the back.
Okay,
come
that's
on, man. Hey, but look, though, but let me say this one more time. You know, I'm a compulsive thinker and talker sometimes. I really love y'all, brother. Because that shit y'all put in with Paul's and you and Hank and all that, homie, niggas talk this that motherfucker from their heart.
All right,
so
good
really
looking. Good looking.
Come on, man. You know, I'm going to go crazy, banana nut crazy, man. But I just want to know one thing, man.
When is he gonna get
Malik,
his
I'm gonna link you on the show, May 20th. You on the show May 20th at the top. May 20th, you got 3 minutes, nigga.
I
got it. And now we're gonna bring on Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
This is the G Lou show, the one that you need to lean on.
They used to say G Lewis on.
Yeah, shout out to Malik. Shout out to Malik. We miss you, Malik. If you ever listening anymore, call in and give us some of that good wisdom, that good talking stuff you be doing. Call it in and let us hear you out. Shout out to Malik. Still man.
Shout out, Malik.
Yeah, Malik. So anyway, y'all, good evening. Sunday. It is Taurus season. Bulls are ready to get you, so you better be safe. So happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating the birthday today, the Taurus and the Taurians. I happen to like Taurus people, though, good people. Also, it's Sunday, so you didn't catch Deacon Hank Norman at church today at 1401 West 34th Street in the city of Long Beach. You can catch him tomorrow. He'll be giving out food, and that's Monday through Friday, and breakfast on Mondays, a hot breakfast, a yummy breakfast. And also you can check out the Bible study live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12 noon. I tell you, Deacon Hank be doing his thing, doing Bible study. Y'all should really go follow St. Luke Holy Baptist Church on Facebook and check out their Bible study. It's like no other. I really enjoy checking them out. Also, Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Mix. The show airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou and Rick as co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You got to press 1 to speak. To listen online is blogtalkradio.com/93Tweed, FM West Coast 7 o'clock p.m. and the East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for being available for us today. We had not been able to be on the air due to their situation. So shout out to Blog Talk Radio for getting it together. Also, nonprofit organization. Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels Food Giveaway every Saturday at 12 o'clock noon at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow S&N Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. If you follow those two places, you will be able to see the videos of what she gives out on her Saturdays. And also Project 43 at 6841 Crenshaw Boulevard. That website is project43la.org. Check that out and check them out. Donate if you can. As well as Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, is always accepting donations for food and clothing for the homeless. You can follow him on Facebook and IG under Luther Jr. Keith as well. And don't forget to follow My Tribe Rise on IG. They are always doing some amazing things in their videos. So check them out as well. FD Funnel Cakes, y'all. They're open Tuesday through Thursday from 3 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday through Sunday from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. The last order is accepted at 10:30 p.m. They're closed on Mondays, and they're located at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton. You can place an order by pulling up or no phone orders, or you can do DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Postmates for delivery, pickup or delivery. Also, the menu can be found in the highlights on their IG page, which is FD Funnel Cakes, and you can shop Fun Diggity Funnel Cake Mix at www.fundiggity.com. And also, you can find their mixture at Miracle Market at 800 West Alondra Boulevard. That is in the city of Compton. Payless Food at 620 East El Segundo Boulevard in Los Angeles. And if you are a restaurant owner and you do funnel cakes and want the best quality mix for your customers,
or if you just want to add a product to your menu to increase your sales, you can email fundiggitymix@gmail.com. And they are now offering consultations to teach you how to make funnel cakes. So check out FD Funnel Cakes. They have a lot to offer. And definitely check them out. Look at those videos with funnel cakes. Be yummy. I have a package of mixture now, and I have not opened it because I don't want to mess it up like I did my first mixture. Also, the bakery for Shea Dough, check her out on Instagram for custom-made cakes and cupcakes. Follow sugarholic.ca on Instagram for custom-made desserts, and she does events as well. Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, check out our girl Tanya Ward on Instagram for the OG Banana Puddings. 805-738-5943 is a contact number. Soul Travels, eliadegado.inteltravel.com. Her business line is 808-769-2964. As for Ms. Delgado, and the email is eliadelgado@gmail.com. The IG is soul_travels_LLC. And that is for anyone who needs some assistance while they're traveling. Also, check out Poison Ink Tattoos in Long Beach, 66993 Downey Avenue. And you can ask for Poison, and you can follow Mr. Poison on IG, and that is spelled P-O-Z-I-O-N. You can book in advance with a $50 deposit, 323-639-9747. Now, I need you guys to go check out the Lot Auto Sales if you're in need for a used vehicle. Low mileage and great prices. And that's located at 538 East PCH in Long Beach as well. You can ask for Ted. The hours are Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. And also follow him on IG, and you can see the vehicles. Within the last 2 weeks, it's been off the chain with his sales. Check out our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, off the chain as well. After Hours, Oldies Rule Forever on Sundays. Mondays is Let's Talk About It. Tuesday is Changing the Game. And Friday night, he has interviews. And on Saturday is Conversation in the Hookah Lounge. BTP Media YouTube, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Marcy's Minute, Urban Realness, and The House of Tattoos. And also check out Righteous Faith. Check them out as well. Writer for Life Films and G-Connect. And Incredible Javier. Check out his page. He has some new things going on over there. And I believe G-Lou is one of the characters in the cartoons that he has there. So check that out. Follow Kenya Ware on IG and check out the latest thing that she has going on as well. And shout out to Two Souls Forever, as always. Shout out to the Queen. So anybody have any announcements, you can contact me, Jean Bree Berkeley, on Facebook, or Nubian Queen Jean of the G-Lou Show. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Peace.
Shout out to Queen Jean with the announcement.
I got a question for the soul travel people. Can they tell me how I can get the money to take more trips? I'm going to have to look into that.
Do you need the email address or would you like the phone number?
I got it. So Travels. Elia Delgado.
Soul Travels. Elia Delgado. Check her out. Absolutely.
You got to listen, y'all.
I'm going to be checking her out.
Down sometimes. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's time to book a
wonderful
cruise, so we'll definitely be checking her out. Thank you. Somebody asked me, what happened to the laundromat? I said I took them off the rotation. No, I'm going to have to go find them.
The laundromat.
Yeah, remember I was giving a shout-out to the Black Laundromat, and it was on La Brea, and they was opening it up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's black owned.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I had got a deal.
Okay.
Someone asked me, and I took them out the rotation. So I have to go.
Okay.
So that feels good to let you know that, you know, people are really listening and, you know, taking some notes.
Right.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. Don't get taken off the rotation.
That's groovy.
Mm. I like
that's
that.
Groovy.
Did
everybody
earlier,
chill
yeah.
out?
Marcy.
Did everybody chill out
nowhere.
Yesterday? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I told him their happy birthday.
Wait, I was going to say that. You know how these people nowadays, y'all, they just gonna, they don't want you to have nothing, no fun. They going to ruin it. They going to, like, I didn't ask you that. Okay?
They don't tell you when it's somebody else's birthday if it's a holiday, but they wanted to let you know that it was Hitler's birthday yesterday.
But if you don't S-M-O-K-E, just say that. My goodness. Why these self-righteous people on this inter of the net? That's why I stopped scrolling a lot during the day, y'all. Because it just gets too intense.
DJ Maniac, you still in the back? You riding?
Did we lose him? He went to sleep already. Oh,
he might be at work. DJ Maniac might be at work. He's saying, I'm here.
No, I'm here.
I'm here. Oh,
okay. He said, no, I'm here. That motherfucker woke up. He woke up then. He said, no, I'm here. Shout out to DJ Maniac, man.
Your parents say, wake
right.
up.
I'm right here.
Maybe, yeah. You still on yesterday. You 420 and over there.
<Didn't want you. laughs>
Maybe that would be a no.
I know you was
okay.
awake. You had us on mute while you was listening. I know.
Don't
okay.
save him. He don't want to be set.
That's my song.
That's my song. You fool. Shout out to Maniac, man.
Oh, God.
Shout out to DJ Maniac. Wow.
I'm good laughter. I'm here.
You here, Queen?
I'm here. My hand is up in the air like I'm
right.
in the back of the class. I'm here.
Okay. Okay.
The
notation. We all on trip.
I'm still here.
That's right.
I'm going to stand down and chill.
Okay.
All right.
That,
well, don't DJ Maniac chill. Don't DJ Maniac style chill, okay? I want you to, yeah, I got something to tell you, so, all right?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going
no muting.
I'm going to sleep.
Here we go.
You know what I think
it
heaven
feels
is?
Like.
I think heaven is you.
Sure.
You know that?
You know that?
Listen. A place where I can find happiness. A place close to your loveliness. Somewhere to rest my aching mind. Oh, well, there's no time. Your love is divine. Thank you.
That is the Ohio Players on the G-Lu Show. This is the Emotions. Show me how to love. Show me.
Just a young girl, dying to learn the ways of love, just to please you. You're the only someone.
So beautiful, don't you agree? Well, check this out. Coming up next, right after this, we got Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute. And I heard it's going to be a little spicy tonight, so make sure you tune in. About 6 minutes to the hour, OG Sundays, the G-Lou Show.
What I did when you weren't around, just because I feel it. Did you hear me crying? Baby, it sounded a little bit like you didn't.
We got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. Cuz, are you ready to go? It's going to be hard to come behind that, man. That Tina Marie. Jeez Louise.
Man, that's a shout out to the musical supervisor. She does that. That was a lovely one. I love when I play that. So I'm ready, Cuz, Queen. DJ Maniac, wake up. Listeners,
let's do it.
Let's go, y'all. So guess what? We've been watching all week, right? How the gauntlets were being thrown, all the boys are fighting, but a lot of you all might have missed this young lady who also came in, hit 'em up style, coming at none other than my favorite person that I sometimes like to trash, a Kardashian. None other than Taylor Swift entered the chat with 30 new songs, and one in particular titled Thank You, Amy, with the capital letters we found out spell out what? Kim. That's right. The viewers are saying Taylor is unhinged. The level of I don't give a F anymore is being fully displayed. Now, why would she be going off on Kim? Well, because in 2014, remember Kanye West's song Famous, it included Taylor Swift references. They even had a call that was aired on a Keeping Up with the Kardashians where it appeared they were trying to bully young Taylor into admitting something that she cleared for Kanye West. So Taylor said, I forgot, girl. I have not forgotten. And you know what? Some of the lyrics, they might have been a little racy, but here's one in particular. She did say, screamed, F you, Amy, to the night sky as the blood was gushing, but I can't forget the way you made me heal. Everyone knows that my mother is a saintly woman, but she used to say she wished that you were D-E-A-D. I pushed each boulder up the hill. Your words are still just ringing in my head, ringing in my head. Maybe you reframed it, and in your mind you never beat my spirit black and blue. I don't think you've changed much, and so I change your name and any real defining clues. And one day your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is gonna know is about you. Cause, well, this is gonna be interesting to see how that plays out. I say Northwest will probably come with the diss track for Young Taylor. Anyways, in some real news that happened this week, I'm sure you all saw it. The update on that story is, of course, the Florida man passes away after setting himself on fire near NYC courthouse. The Florida man who set himself on fire in New York City on Friday, April 19th, has indeed passed away. The incident occurred near the courthouse where Donald Trump's hush money trial is taking place. What happened on the day of the incident? Well, kudos to that one reporter that was out there. Yes, she was a real Miss Wanda. She had every detail, and it was like you were right there. But around 1:30 p.m., the protester did set himself on fire. The man reportedly traveled to New York from Florida for the act. He threw pamphlets filled with accusations against the U.S. government before covering himself in lighter fluid in Collect Pond Park. He didn't breach any security checkpoints to reach the park's area. That's interesting. People reportedly screamed that the man's bodies burned. Many law enforcement officers were in that area when the incident occurred. Some of the police and passerbyers ran to help the emblazed man. So the trial was put on halt for a quick minute, but they did go ahead and continue. And this all does have to do with Donald Trump and his hush money. But some readers were saying, hey, nobody in this world make me hate or love them that much to set myself on fire. I know mental health is real. I suffer from it. But the last thing I'm going to do is light myself on fire. I'm sorry. Tragic situation. We'll see what news comes from that in the next few days. And finally, in We Were Rooting For You. Well, I was rooting for you. We all were rooting for you. NBA Youngboy at home on parole still manages to get charged with 63 federal charges. Recent arrest in Utah. NBA Youngboy is reportedly facing 63 charges after being arrested on Utah on Tuesday, April 16th. Here's what we know so far. The Cache County Sheriff's Office spoke with the outlet earlier this week. At the time, Barcy explained that a search warrant was executed on Youngboy's home on Tuesday. Additionally, the lieutenant noted that officers from Sheriff's Office, the FBI, Homeland Security participated in the search. Due to the complexity of the investigation, we will not be releasing any additional details concerning the investigation. Current criminal charges for Mr. Golden include a pattern of unlawful activity. That pattern includes violations of the Utah Controlled Substances Act, the Identity Fraud Act, and the Utah State Legislature reports that the Utah Controlled Substances Act states that a controlled substance may not be dispensed without the written prescription of a practitioner. So they are saying that he was conducting a large-scale prescription fraud ring. Big no-no. You are forging doctor's signatures and prescription using people's birth dates, fake names. That has to do with mail fraud and HIPAA violations. So I don't know, NBA, like I said, I was rooting for you, but a lot of people just really want to know why on parole you're able to be doing all these things where multiple weapons, multiple prescriptions that were not for him were found, and they all got seized. One commenter did say, how the hell you get 63 charges on house arrest? He just want to be a pharmacist. Leave him alone. Not y'all feeling sorry for him, but was on a big glow ahead. Oh, okay. He moved to the middle of nowhere and everything. I thought he was calmed down. Looks can be deceiving, y'all. Stay off that bad route, those dark roads, and quit trying to get away with stuff. And that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen, G-Lu, Maniac, back to y'all.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Moldy. That is what he used to say, is molted.
Exactly. That's just like, was that like a whole,
we were just speaking on that.
I'm going to pay your family, and you just set yourself on fire. That's just stupid. Anyways. Then this whole Taylor Swift thing, like, is she ready for that? Because Northwest going to come and get her because she's not playing.
I want to see Miss Bestie.
Northwest is about it. She's about it. She
right.
About it. So I don't know.
She heard daddy's
son. But speaking on something else, did anybody see what Ray J did to his face? What's going on? Now you talk about mental health. That's
no.
Mental health right there. Oh, my goodness.
What did he do?
And he said, now y'all can say I'm ugly. Am I still attractive? Now you can say I'm ugly. Tattoos all on his face.
I think that's
gross.
Right.
Hmm?
I said, I think that's fake. I think he's trolling.
Well, he sure is a damn idiot to be trolling and put some fake tattoos. I mean, are you really that desperate? Like,
yeah,
wow. Wow.
Management. Management. That answers that question.
As his love left his behind and he don't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah.
For real this time. She didn't want that poker. She didn't want that poker thing 2, 3, 4, 5 times. She's like, no, I'm serious this time, dude. I'm out.
Damn. You know what?
She said,
next
I'm step. Out. I'm out
for
of
great
here.
Marching take minutes. Me. Yeah.
Thank you all.
Because I didn't even know about the beef with Taylor Swift and Kim. I had no clue that was going on.
Yeah, she's had a you know, a thing with that for years. She's had a horrible reputation. Not that I'm an expert with that. But, yeah, even one time when Chloe was getting cheated on, they're all sitting in a circle talking about, you don't let them talking about the black girls online talk to you that way, and she basically wanted to say black bitches. That's what they were saying, sitting around in a circle. So, and she's been proven to have fake accounts, so she'll go there. You know, she really thinks you could just see it when she's trying to check her sisters, or you know, until one of them knocks her head against the wall till her makeup leaves an imprint on it. You know, she'll go there. I've seen it. And it's just like, yeah, Taylor, go on for it. She ain't say nothing about Ye. Now, notice that. She ain't say nothing about him. She not beefing with him. She is coming for her. So I want to see it.
Baby, you make my love come down.
Did y'all see that man get knocked down 3 times last night?
Yeah. That was crazy.
No.
What the referee was laughing.
Yeah, he got whooped on. Doug got whooped on
fight.
Last night. Boy, the referee really let him fight. He really should have stopped it.
But
he
was
could have
laughing.
Stopped it, but, I mean, he let him fight.
Yeah,
yeah, that was crazy. Ryan Garcia
crazy.
Got, hey, he surprised himself. That shit was crazy.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm. Whoa. Yep. But, yeah, it's OG Sunday, y'all. We back in traffic. We're not going to stop the music, okay? Let's go.
Hey.
Hey, man, all I want to do is say hello to the world, man. Y'all tune in every Sunday to the G-Lou Show, and you get the real, raw, and uncut, you know, conversations, you know, debates, you know what I'm saying, the answers, solutions, you know what I'm saying. You don't get no problems coming on this show here, man. You know, I want to say to everybody in the world, it's cold outside, like he said, man, but it's a cold world we live in, you know what I'm saying, like we always have said. But, man, let's keep it warm. Let's keep it good heart. Let's get humble. Let's start doing things we used to do today, man. Let's make the presence and all my past, man. All this is a memory, you know what I'm saying? The memories do last today. Today we ought to live each and every day the same way we did yesterday. Today, man, all I'm going to say is peace, love, and the words of Don Cornelius, we got a soul.
Yes, that's the legendary Nick Ashford, rest in peace, and Valerie Simpson, also known as Ashford and Simpson. And that's a classic on the G. Lou Show. Check this out.
With every passing minute, oh baby, so much joy wrapped up in it. Love so bad.
is once again the G Lou Show OG Sundays. Fabulous lowrider oldies for all the OGs and all the homegirls. You feel me? Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, DJ Maniac.
DJ Maniac, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean. Queen Jean, you the great. Oh, what a great show. Good music, good music, good music. Yes, indeed. It is Sunday, and we are going into Monday, y'all. On to a whole new week. Thank you, thank you. I just want to share this, just to tell everybody to keep on praying, keep on praying. God is listening. You can get that from Philippians 4:6, but keep on praying and quit thinking that you have time. You only have the time that God is going to allow you to have. So make a change in your life, like truly make a change. Forgive others and reward yourself with
make
peace.
Make that change.
No. Yeah, make that change. Know that God is always watching, you know.
Remember when Mike said that? Make that change. Y'all don't
That's right.
That.
Because sometimes
in the man
you
in the mirror, make that change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we can be our own worst enemy, you know. God loves to use broken vessels, and we all are broken vessels. We all are work in progress, quit judging each other, pray for each other. Just, you know, just do that. You won't get your blessings if your motives aren't pure, period. They're for people's. Don't live for people's. Live for God's. That's how I look at life. Yeah. Life is short. And remember, the older you get, you got more years behind you than you have in front of you. So enjoy life. You know? Praise God. Every chance you get, praise God. Don't be afraid to praise him in front of people. Don't be afraid to talk to about him in front of people. Just don't be afraid. Peace, love, light, and my shade.
Preach, preach.
Amen.
Queen Jean, y'all. Queen Jean. I'm going to leave y'all with what I leave y'all with. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K.
And it will do that.
Great show, y'all. Glad to be back, and before I get out of here, I just wanted to say this. Sometime it snows in April. Continue to rest well to Prince Rogers Nelson, and I guess we'll see y'all at the after hours. Have a good week, all. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, G Lou. Thank you, DJ Maniac in the back.
Hey, y'all here.
Wake up.
You hear him snoring? You hear him snoring back there? We got you again, Maniac. He over there snoring. We out of here.
Record it.
Hey, Cousin Marcy, that was cold. Hey, Cousin, that was cold. Cousin said sometimes it snows in April. That was cold right there. We out of here, y'all. Peace.